Our second scripture lesson is found in the book of Acts, reading at the 10th chapter, the 34th verse. I will be reading from the Message translation, so if you're following along on page 121, a few of the words may be different. Listen for God's word. Peter fairly exploded with his good news. It's God's own truth. Nothing could be plainer. God plays no favorites. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and you are ready to do as God says, the door is open. The message God sent to the children of Israel that through Jesus Christ, everything is being put together again. Well, he's doing it everywhere among everyone. You know the story of what happened in Judea. It began in Galilee after John preached a total life change. Then Jesus arrived from Nazareth, anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, ready for action. He went through the country helping people and healing everyone who was beaten down by the devil. He was able to do all this because God was with him. And we saw it all, everything he did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, where they killed him, hung him from a cross. But in 3 days, God had him up alive and out where he could be seen. Not everyone saw him. He wasn't put on public display. Witnesses had been carefully handpicked by God beforehand. Us. We were the ones there to eat and drink with him after he came back from the dead. He commissioned us to announce this in public, to bear solemn witness that he is in fact the one whom God destined as judge of the living and the dead. But we're not alone in this. Our witness that he is the means to forgiveness of sins is backed up by the witness of all the prophets. The word of the Lord. Imagine that you were there when Jesus was baptized. Right there at the River Jordan, everything plays out before you. Now imagine trying to tell someone what you saw. Hey, listen to what happened today. The Son of God was baptized by John. Oh, really? The Son of God was baptized by John? Shouldn't it be the other way around? Well, the heavens opened. A dove flew down. Oh, really? A dove from the heavens. A voice from the heavens announces, "This is my Son." Oh, now you're hearing voices. Tough story to sell. That's the challenge Peter has. He has seen the resurrected Christ. The one who was dead on the cross, the one who's buried in the tomb, is now alive. And he's trying to share that in a meaningful way with others. And he describes himself in what I think is a very powerful way. He describes himself as a witness. A little bit about witnesses in Acts. If you remember, Acts and Luke are paired together, written by the same author. Luke tells the story of Jesus Christ, and at the end of Luke, the resurrected Christ makes an appearance and moves among the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and then later having fish with them on the beach. And at the end of Luke, Jesus begins calling the disciples witnesses. And then when Acts begins, these stories that will be told about what happens in the post-resurrection world, again, this author describes the role of those who follow Christ as witnesses. We are reminded that God has called us to be witnesses. That's a helpful way to think about how we tell this story, this indescribable thing that has happened in our lives that makes us want to follow Jesus Christ. Witnesses to what God is doing in your life. Not an expert. Not someone who knows everything about everything. You're not asked to know everything there is about Jesus or the Bible or the New Testament times. You're only asked to be a witness. You don't have to be a perfect follower. You don't have to live your life perfectly in order to witness to others. You don't have to be a theologian who has resolved all the issues of Christology. You don't have to be able to talk on and on about how this passage and that passage go together to form an image of Jesus that's part of the triune God. All you have to do is witness. Be a witness who shares what you have seen and what you have heard. How has God been present for you? How has the Holy Spirit transformed your life? How have you found God in the midst of your difficult times? Or in that point when you're trying to make a decision, you're trying to figure out where to go, how has God been revealed to you? How has following Christ made a difference in your life? Our task as followers of Christ is not to argue, but to witness. Witness to what we have seen and experienced. And one of the things I love about this passage when Peter describes how he's a witness is that he connects it to those who have witnessed before him. As Peterson translates the last verse of the Acts passage, our witness is backed up by the witness of all the prophets. Peter has this sense that he witnesses about what he has experienced, and it connects to what the prophets had witnessed about what they were experiencing, and that connects with what we witness about what we are experiencing, and how you witness to Jesus Christ and how I witness to Jesus Christ are tied together in that common bond of Christ is alive in our lives, in our world. You are not the only witness. I am not the only witness. We back each other up as witnesses and together create a collage of how the resurrected Christ has impacted our lives. We live out that witness in different ways. Today we ordain and install ruling elders and deacons. They've been elected by you. Elected to lead the congregation, to shape our vision for mission and worship, teaching and pastoral care. But even more than those tasks, they are called to lead us as together we witness to the world that the resurrected Christ is alive. Thus, their first act as ruling elders and deacons, as they are installed today, will be to serve as we celebrate the Lord's Supper. You will be invited to come and meet the risen Christ. And when you arrive, a newly installed ruling elder or deacon will look you in the eye and say, "This is the body of Christ. This is the blood of Christ shed for you." A witness to the risen Christ. Their ongoing task is to lead this congregation. They are named in leadership for the next 3 years. But it's the task of witnessing. And as Peter describes, witnesses that back up witnesses. We need each other as we live into this task. The task of being a witness in our world is a great task. It's one in which we need to work together to back each other up. Ron Sider, in his book, Living Like Jesus, describes an imaginary conversation that Jesus might have had after he ascended to heaven. The conversation is between the archangel Gabriel and Jesus. It goes like this. "Well, how did it go?" Gabriel asks Jesus. "Did you complete your mission and save the world?" "Well, yes and no," Jesus replies. "I modeled a godly life for about 30 years. I preached to a few thousand Jews in one corner of the Roman Empire. I died for the sins of the world and promised that those who believe in me will live forever. And I burst from the tomb on the third day to show my circle of 120 or so frightened followers that my life and story are God's way to save the whole world. Then I gave them the Holy Spirit so that they could finish the task that I began. You mean, Gabriel asks in amazement, your whole plan to save the world depends on that ragtag bunch of fishermen, ex-prostitutes, and tax collectors? That's right, Jesus replies. But what if they fail? What's your backup plan? There is no backup plan. We are the witnesses Jesus has sent into the world. Amen.